On today's Press Pass, a closer look at one of the city's most misunderstood neighborhoods. While many are familiar with its name, its past and present may not be well known.
The food belt was established by a German immigration culture, and it so got its name because they planted orchards around the neighborhood, which became one of the hallmarks of Buffalo's East Side throughout the early 20th century.
Bradley Bethel, who contributes to Buffalo Rising on urban planning, community activism, and the heritage of Buffalo. His perspective reflects on the city's shortcomings and how they can be overcome.
The food belt was one of the main neighborhoods affected by the construction of the Kensington Expressway. Of course, streets like Orange, Lemon, Peach, and Great Street no longer align with Cherry Street. Virginia Street is disrupted from its long journey just before reaching Jefferson Avenue. And there was a small pocket park called Burley Park that was erased because of the imprint of the expressway. The truth about the expressway is that it was created to create more jobs that were possibly projected for the area. However, it did the exact opposite, and to this day, it contributed to a mass exodus from the central city.
Jobs have returned nearby with the growth of the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. But as Bradley Bethel points out, longtime Fruit Belt residents have been missing out on much of that hiring. Instead, they've been forced to contend with the many employees and their many vehicles. That battle, though, may have worked to galvanize the neighborhood.
Like I have told others in different debates, parking is a hungry monster that can never be satisfied. In relation to the food belt, a lot of medical campus employees don't want to pay rates for nearby parking ramps, so they take advantage of the free parking in the adjacent neighborhood, which, of course, becomes an inconvenience to food belt residents and unfortunately reinforces the sentiment that the food belt is more of the backyard of the medical campus. Ellicott District Council member Darius Pridgen, he implemented parking permits where it reserves space for those who live within the food belt. So that kind of cuts back on the intrusive parking from medical campus employees. That's one of the main things that we try to emphasize for followers for the Restore a Community Coalition, is that once you establish a strong narrative, you're able to regain control of your own community. And that seemed to be the lesson that was taken among food belt residents.
Most certainly seems like you have control of that narrative.
The thing about the food belt is that although it's doing relatively well, it still has quite a ways to go to get the right investments that will really reestablish it as a place to be in the city with main control among the actual residents. They were able to prevent one old building on Carlton Street from being demolished. So now that's going to become the new destination for a food co-op, which will give healthy produce to an area that's really in need of fresh produce.
Bradley Bethel, thank you very much for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure.